Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel lesson, Jesus, the eternal Son of God, the very God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is confronted with a question. Every mother loves her children very much, and she wants what's best for them, and she wants to see them succeed. She desires their glory, that is, that others might see in them what she sees, the joys, the strengths. She wants to see those things. And so the wife of Zebedee lays before Jesus her thoughts. Lord, please, make my sons to be seated on your right hand and your left hand in your kingdom. Now, right before this, Jesus once again talks about the fact that he has come not to sit on an earthly throne, but that he has come to lay himself out on a different kind of throne. Jesus, who deserves to be put in the best regalia, who deserves to have the finest garments, the finest clothing, the finest things to feast on, will be mocked. And yes, they will put a garment on him and call him king, but it is all in vain. It is all to mock him. They will place a crown on his head, but not a golden one with beautiful jewels. Rather, his crown will be a crown of thorns. He will be seated on a throne, but not that others might look at him and see his beauty and see his grandeur. But rather, his throne will be made of wood and not seated, but nailed to it. Jesus says, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, to scourge, and to crucify. Jesus lays it very flatly out for them. I have come not to be served, but to serve my creation. But take heart. They will mock me. They will turn me over to the Gentiles. I will die at their hands. I will be crucified. And yet, that's not the end. We gather during the season of Lent in times of fasting, in times of preparation, in times of prayer, in times devoted to giving of charity. But we don't do it indefinitely. Lent passes into the joy that is Easter, is the joy that after the crucifixion, after his death, yes, mourning lasts for night, but joy will come in the morning. And the third day, he will rise again. Yes, we devote extra time in prayer by coming to church a second time during the week that we might hear and prepare ourselves to receive the glory that is Easter. To receive the feast, we must first fast so that we can appreciate. I want my sons to be next to you. I want my sons to be high and lifted up. I want the world to see what I see. But Jesus says, you do not understand what you ask. You see, his throne will be that cross, and it has already been assigned who would be on his right hand and on his left. For you know the story. Jesus is crucified. He is high and lifted up. He is numbered with the transgressors. And there is a man on his left and a man on his right, crucified justly, receiving the death penalty for their own crimes. Jesus would be on his throne in the middle, receiving the death penalty not for his own crimes, for he is without sin, but for the crimes of the world. In fact, as we would find out, for the crimes of the man also nailed next to him. For St. Luke records the fact that while at first both of these men rile him up, they revile him, they mock him along with the crowds, the Holy Spirit would work in the heart of the one, and he would come to repent, and he would come to ask Jesus for his mercy, and Jesus would grant him the forgiveness of sin. He would grant him the promise that today you will be with me in paradise. There is hope even in the midst of death. Jesus says, you do not understand what you are asking. This has already been decided by my Father. It would make sense that James and John could be seated at his right hand and on his left. They are two of his three inner circle. They are two that accompany him almost every single place that he goes. But then he asks them, are you really ready for what you have asked? Are you really ready to see me on my throne? Are you ready to join me on that throne? Are you ready to take up your own cross and follow me through death to life? They say, yes, we are ready. But they still don't really get it, do they? And so he says, you will indeed drink my cup. You will be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. St. James would have his head removed from his body by Herod for confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. But his brother John is the only one of the disciples, the only one of the 12, that would not see martyrdom. The only one that would live to a ripe old age until death took him that way. And it wasn't that they didn't try. Tradition holds that they put him in a vat of oil trying to martyr him. But God had other plans. John would go on in exile. And he would write the Revelation, the book that shows us that is even in the midst of the things that we do not understand, even to this day, almost 2,000 years later, there is comfort in that book. There is comfort that Jesus Christ is coming back. There is comfort that your sorrows, your sadnesses, your crosses that you are bearing will fade away. Yes, mourning lasts for a night, but joy comes in the morning. All of the men that followed Jesus would eventually die, either at the hands of the Romans, at the hands of Herod, or those in charge, or called out of this life at a ripe old age. And yet all those men will return. And at that resurrection that is to come, he who came not to be served, but to serve, will serve us our own crowns. For he has proclaimed, be faithful even to death, and I will give you the crown of life. Jesus is seated on his throne. The Lamb of God is in his kingdom. We will see him reigning for all of eternity, and we will bow down in his presence. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.